From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russian warplanes flew from an Iranian airbase for a second day Wednesday to carry out more airstrikes in Syria. The defense ministry said those targets were Islamic State militants. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov also rejected the U.S. assertion that the flights could violate a U.N. Security Council resolution banning the sale or transfer of combat aircraft to Iran. Mr. Lavrov said there is no sale or transfer of weaponry, including aircraft. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Wednesday repeated the view that the Russian use of the airbase in Iran is unhelpful.
It's not helpful because, you know, it continues to complicate what is already a very dangerous situation in and around Aleppo when you have Russia using Iranian airbases as a way to carry out more intensive bombing runs that are continue to hit civilian populations.
Toner said the Russian strikes don't move Syria closer to a cessation of hostilities and only exacerbate a very dangerous situation. Microsoft co-founder and philanthropist Bill Gates told VOA Wednesday he's disappointed with the news of new cases of polio in Nigeria.
The idea that there's this area up in the northeast of Nigeria around Lake Chad where we found these two cases, that's a disappointment. We're engaged in a very aggressive effort to get vaccines out to as many children as possible in that area and get the number back down to zero. We're quite optimistic we can do that, but we're really trying to understand how we do better surveillance so we don't have a pocket like this in the future.
Gates' foundation has donated $3.5 billion since 2000 to eradicate polio. Nigeria has launched an emergency campaign to vaccinate millions of children against the disease. New cases were found in Borno State. This is VOA News.